Comic books are an original American art form created in the early days of the 20th century, with Superman starting the golden age of comics. They are fun to read and feature a wide range of diverse storylines that capture the imagination of readers. Libraries and comic book stores around the region will celebrate Free Comic Book Day tomorrow, May 4th, and it is also the first Saturday of May. Ozarks At-Large's Christina Thomas went to the Bentonville Public Library to learn more.
Free Comic Book Day began in 2002 in an effort to reach out to those who might not read the genre, or at least haven't in years. A comic book isn't something you typically see on the shelves of a library. What they do have are graphic novels. So says Hattie Dudley. She's executive director with Bentonville Public Library. They're also called book-length comics and are meant to be read as one story. She says that many are in a series. Many are classics being re-illustrated. And they aren't just for kids.
Actually, they're intended for both children and English language learners as well, adults, teenagers, people who might not want to pick up an intimidating big book for whatever reason, perhaps a learning disability, you know, whatever the reason is. But then if they can look at that and see that story played out, it's a nice way to engage their imagination, and they still get that story and they still get that learning through the graphic novel.
Comics making a push in education? Who knew? The table by which Dudley sits displays various graphic novels the library provides for patrons. Everything from Superman, Nancy Drew, Snow White, various manga volumes, Batman, Hulk, and Edgar Allan Poe and Jane Eyre.
And they do follow a very similar comic with the illustrations. Some are in color, like this Nancy Drew, and then the words that people are saying or thinking, and of course, whoosh, and that comic pow is featured in a lot of these as well.
She says the library chose to participate in Free Comic Book Day after members of the staff went to a library convention
based on another library's model and got excited about this program and really thought the public would get excited about this program at the library. So those staff members have come together and really been professional and responsive and pulled all this programming together for our Bentonville Library.
Free comics will be given away one per patron while supplies last. And they aren't used comics that someone no longer wanted.
But what's really cool is these are special editions of those comics for this year's Free Comic Book Day. So people who come in and get a free comic book that day, that's a special edition that they can keep for this year.
Diamond Comic Distributors works with companies like Marvel and DC Comics. This year, there are 52 different special editions, with something for everybody, from Smurfs and SpongeBob to Archie, Batman, and The Walking Dead. In addition to the giveaway, the library will have various programs on Saturday.
If patrons want to bring their own comics in exchange for other comics, we do have an exchange booth. And then we also have a costume contest. So patrons can dress up like their favorite hero or heroine, and we will be judging and giving prizes for that. In addition, we're also featuring local heroes. So we have a special story time with a local police officer and his canine companion at 2 p.m.
Of course, there are heroes in comic books, like Captain America, Barbarella, the Green Lantern. But why honor a real, live person?
I think it's important to celebrate our local heroes. We have great people in all of our cities across this region that are constantly serving, protecting, you know, really doing that life protection for our community members. The police department, the fire department, paramedics, they're always out there in the front line every day doing this, and they are heroes and they should be celebrated.
Bentonville Library patrons can expect a fun-filled day tomorrow from noon until 3.
I think the exciting nature of comics and kind of the universality of that sequential art is exciting, especially in this area with the emphasis we have on art in Bentonville these days.
For more information on Free Comic Book Day events happening at the Bentonville Public Library, visit bentonvillelibrary.org. Fayetteville Public Library will also hold festivities tomorrow. To find a list of vendors, comic book stores in your area that are participating, just visit FreeComicBookDay.com. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Christina Thomas.